Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Up and running, hour three of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network on a Monday. Thanks for being with us live across the country. Hope you're having a great morning. I know. It's tough. Another week. We're going to get you going here in our final hour as we start with everything we saw in Buffalo last night with the Bills and Patriots going at it. New England winning as time rolls off the clock. You know we're going to get you ready for Monday Night Football as well. And a fascinating matchup in Jacksonville. The Chiefs laying 3.5 against Jacksonville. That comes your way in 20 minutes. Then it's Dogster time along with a new set of best bets coming your way at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium as we always stream our final hour. We're doing so on X as well, since we have Monday Night Football to talk about. If you want to stream us, we make it nice and easy for you to do. Just find us on BallySportsLive.com or the Bally Sports Live app. All right, Chelsea, before we get to Monday Night Football, let's talk Sunday Night Football and a divisional matchup in Buffalo last night where the Patriots upset the Bills 23-20. The Patriots getting 8 points. That was a big number. We both liked New England in that game. Patriots went outright, plus 360 on the money line. Total set at 49 and a hook. The under hits. Revenge game for former Bills receiver Stephon Diggs. And man, he delivers 10 catches, 146 yards, 119 of those in the second half. And then 15 seconds to play, game tied at 20, and the Patriots with this to capture the victory.
For the lead, right down the middle, Borgalis nails it, and the Patriots take the lead.
Called courtesy of NBC, the Patriots have now won back-to-back games for the first time since winning three straight in 2023, and they have a winning record for the first time in 6 years, back to the old Bill Belichick, Tom Brady days when they started the season 8-0 in 2019. So New England not just showing signs of life, it's a good football team.
Right, showing signs of possibly being a contender in the AFC, at least in my opinion. And this is what I have come to expect from Mike Vrabel coach teams. As somebody who is a Titans fan, we have seen this time and time again. Even when your talent level is not the equal of your opponent, Mike Vrabel's team is going to be competitive, even against the best teams in the NFL. And now you've got a great quarterback. What we saw from Drake May last night is showing that he is the face of the franchise in the Patriots organization, going 13 of 14 in the second half in the biggest moments. And especially when you can feed your receiver, who you know he wants to have a big game with, Stephon Diggs going against his former team. No matter what he says, we know Stephon Diggs wanted to put on a clinic there. So the Patriots, I was just looking at their odds. Last week to make the playoffs, they were plus 135. Now they're minus 210. So I feel like the value is probably gone on the Patriots to make the playoffs. But if I am putting my money where my mouth is and I'm saying, hey, this is a good team that certainly can hold their own against the best teams in the NFL, how about the Patriots plus 360 to win the AFC East? Right now, the Bills are still minus 425. Jenks, I understand that you're very high on the Bills still, and they're still a good team despite this loss. But minus 425? This feels like very steep odds on a team that, I don't know, you look at the rest of the Patriots' schedule and it feels like there are a lot of wins in there. I feel like at plus 360, those are some good odds on a very good Patriots team.
Yeah, I think you put a sprinkle on the Patriots, right? Like, the Bills are still the class of the division, which is why you're laying so much minus money. And Josh Allen was not at his best last night. Threw a pick, had a fumble, 3 turnovers for the Bills in this game. So they talked about afterwards, we sort of gave this game away. Because despite those 3 turnovers, right, they were in it to the very end. Took this 53-yard field goal or 52-yard field goal for the Patriots to get the dub. So the Bills are still the class here, but yeah, I think your point is well taken, which is if you look at the schedule, if you look at how the Patriots are developing, if you look at the play of Drake May, then at plus 350, this is still a really good price, and it's because this is such a quality win as well. You know, I don't know a lot of people who expected them to go into Buffalo and win outright. Like, covering the numbers is one thing. Winning outright is another. But certainly, New England is trending in the right way. And if you want to put a little on them to win the division, you never know, especially with injuries and the way things work in the NFL. So, I don't mind it.
Well, and especially because this is a divisional game and a head-to-head win against the favorite in the division when you're playing on the road. So logically speaking, like, this was the tough one on the schedule. Then the next time that the Bills and Patriots face off, December 14th, and this game is in New England. So it feels to me, if you have a team that's trending in the right direction and Drake May is only getting better, like, that's a good thing that you have, you know, a while until you play the Bills again. And let's read off some of the schedule for the Patriots because, you know, the next few weeks, it looks like smooth sailing for New England. So they've got the Saints, the Titans, the Browns, the Falcons, and that game is in New England. I feel like their first major challenge over the next few weeks does not come until November 9th on the road to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, although the Falcons can be feisty. Like, I think the Falcons are a good team, and, you know, it's interesting to watch that quarterback class, be it Jaden Daniels, or if you're looking at Drake May, looking at Michael Penix Jr., like, all these guys are sort of progressing in fits and starts, some more than others, but the Falcons could be a threat. I will say the Browns are not a good football team, but Dylan Gabriel looked pretty good. The Browns' defense is solid. I just don't want to hand a team wins when they're still kind of developing, because it's hard to win in the NFL, particularly if you're a team like New England that is still putting it together. So I wouldn't hand them 3 out of 3 the next few weeks, but I will say that, is there a possibility they could go on a run? Absolutely.
Yeah, like, obviously no wins are given in the NFL, and you know that if you play Survivor. But, like, my point being is that it is a winnable schedule. Like, sure, they're not going on the road and playing all these tough teams. And in general, like, the rest of their schedule looks pretty easy. So if this is a team that's playing at the level that we saw last night, and it should be noted that the Bills did give them some freebies, because this was far from a clean game from the Bills. And maybe you look at this game, you say, okay, if the Bills clean up some turnovers, especially a ton of fumbles that were very costly in this game, and the penalties. They had penalties for over 90 yards in this game, that this is still maybe the better football team here. And plus, when it comes to the postseason, because keep in mind that I capped my futures bets at, like, divisional regular season wins for the Patriots, because when it comes to the postseason, I still feel like you give the gentle nod and the respect to Josh Allen and the Bills, because they have been there and done that, and we still don't really know what to expect from Drake May, because he still is a very young quarterback.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Bills are Super Bowl favorites, right? So they're not just the best team in the division. You can still make an argument, this is the best team in football, right? So they are the final team not to be undefeated in the National Football League. So I'm not off of the Bills just because of this loss. This is an understandable loss. It's a good Patriots team. And also, I don't know how much you factor this into your handicap, but the Stephon Diggs revenge game was a real thing. I mean, he was great in this game. He said afterwards, quote, "It was lit. It was electrifying. I knew it was going to be a test for us." When you look at revenge games, a guy going back to where he played, a quarterback playing where he played before, do you factor this in at all? You can't really quantify it, but certainly there's some sort of motivation there. Stephon Diggs wanted to make a statement, and he did.
I think if the game script was out of control, maybe. But at the end of the day, they're trying to win the game. And point blank, Stephon Diggs is a true number one receiver. Like, remember, he put up, like, historic marks in Buffalo when he was with Josh Allen. So at the end of the day, I think it's simply a team trying to win a game and feeding their best receiver. Like, sure, you know, it's great that he gets the emotional, you know, high off of doing this against the Bills, But at the end of the day, like, the Patriots are more concerned with winning football games.
Yes, and also Stephon Diggs, he's a fascinating case to me because he has all the talent, but he always wears out his welcome after a handful of years, right? You know, guys like that, when they end up possibly making the Hall of Fame, you're like, where's he going to go? Is he going to be a Viking? Is he going to be a Bill? Is he going to be a Texan? Not going to be a Texan. Is he going to be a Patriot? You know, because they're so mercurial in the way they carry themselves and how much they want the football that at some point teams say, okay, we're getting rid of you. But no question, he's been a huge weapon. And also, when you have a guy like that and a young quarterback, having a veteran receiver you know you can rely on is huge if you're a young quarterback like Drake May, when you have that number one option, that pure wide receiver one that you can rely on, and that just helps build your confidence, and we're seeing it in New England right as we speak.
Right, especially in primetime games. You know, the lights are not going to be too bright for Stephon Diggs, and in fact, like, this is the type of game that he craves. So it's certainly something great for Drake May to land on. And also, I feel like for a second, we need to talk about the defense, because the Patriots' defense feels much improved, and they did spend a lot of money trying to shore up some of the problems they had last year. So anytime you can limit somebody who's explosive as James Cook to 15 carries, 49 yards, 3.3 yards per carry, that is a great starting point for any defense going against this rush attack that's really tough to defend. You know, anytime you have Josh Allen, who is a running threat himself, and James Cook behind the line of scrimmage, you know, that is a tough rush attack to stop. And the Patriots did a very good job of doing that, limiting this high-powered Bills attack to only 20 points.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is that when you think about Buffalo, which is one of the reasons I'm still high on them, is that James Cook has been awesome. And I know for a while, Buffalo didn't have a sustained rushing attack. And James Cook was a guy who before the season wanted more money based on his previous production. But if you look at rushing leaders right now in the National Football League, it is Jonathan Taylor of the Colts. And then James Cook is number two. So they do have a threat on the ground, a legitimate threat on the ground. But one of the reasons, yes, why the Patriots were able to win last night is slowing down James Cook. But at least if you're looking forward for Buffalo, it's easy to say, well, it's Josh Allen. It's always Josh Allen. And it is. But I think this Buffalo team is more balanced than we tend to give them credit for. So this is a huge reason why New England was able to get the win last night. At the same time, the Bills have to feel good about the fact that if we hold on to the football, if we don't turn over the football, we still have about as good of an offensive game plan or offensive scheme as any team in the league.
Right. I think the silver lining is the fact that you had three big turnovers in this game, and you still had a chance to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you fix some of those things, and here's the thing, these are not characteristic things that we've seen from the Bills. The Bills are a fundamentally sound team that has a bunch of veterans. Like, guys like Josh Allen is not somebody who normally turns over the football. So when you can correct those errors, this is still a very good Bills team. But the problem is, Jenks, you're not getting any value on the Bills. Like, yeah. Sometimes you look, you know, on the odds and you say, okay, they just lost a game. Maybe people have lost faith in the Bills. They have not. They are still the favorites in the AFC. Plus 195, we're talking about the month of October, and plus 450 to win the Super Bowl. So let me ask you, do you still think that the Bills look better than any other team in football?
Any team in football? I mean, I think it's very close to the top. You know, it's really close to the top. I think the Bills are the most explosive team in the NFL. They have that potential, right? So the Eagles are, you can't argue with the Eagles' production. Look, they may have lost yesterday, and I know the offense doesn't look great, but they've still won 20 of their last 22 straight up. That is impossibly difficult to do in pro football. But when you're talking about explosiveness, I think that edge goes to the Bills. You look at some of the other teams in the league, it's crowded at the top between, you know, a handful of teams that are really, really good, and then there's a drop-off. But there's no far and away the best team, I feel like, it was with the Chiefs a few years ago, right? We knew it was Kansas City and kind of everyone else. And right now, I feel like it's a super competitive field right there if you're talking about the elite teams in the league, which is one of the reasons why this year, I think, is so compelling.
Right. So to me, that spells out, hey, maybe we don't take the favorite if we're looking at the futures market, because it does feel kind of wide open this year. Maybe not at the bottom. Like, obviously, I think there's a line of teams that are actual contenders. But I think part of the handicap on the Bills is, how much do we believe in the Chiefs? Because, Jenks, it just feels like the Chiefs have the Bills' number when it comes to the postseason. So for a Chiefs team that is getting healthier, that if we think about the postseason, all the Chiefs have to do is get to the postseason, and they're certainly going to be a threat. So I think that is a big sabotage factor for the Bills making it to the Super Bowl.
I think it is, and the Bills know that. Buffalo fans know that, which is why I think it's critical for the Bills to gain home field advantage down the line. If we're looking way ahead to the playoffs, right? Like, Buffalo needs home field advantage in the playoffs. Like, they need the Chiefs potentially to come to Buffalo as opposed to going to Kansas City once again, where maybe they may or may not get the calls, whatever. That's a different argument. But if you're Buffalo, best case scenario is, okay, this is our year. We're the favorites. It looks like maybe the Chiefs aren't the team of old. They're a little bit older now, even though they're still the Chiefs. But if we get them at home in the postseason, that is our best chance. And I think that will serve as a motivation for Buffalo throughout the rest of the season and why that number hasn't moved a whole lot.
Well, and that's why last night's game was so important. You know, if this ends up being the deciding factor in the AFC East, you're looking back at this game and saying, this is a game we should have won against the Patriots.
Well, we were just talking about the Chiefs. They are in action tonight in Jacksonville against Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, Monday Night Football. Who do we like, and what are some of the props that we're going to be on? We're going to talk about that next. This is the Monday morning edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah! I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is a Monday. I'm Danny Tip. Great to have you with us on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She's Chelsea Messenger, and this is a guy on a guitar. Appreciate you waking up with us. Another new week underway. We talk Sunday Night Football coming up next. How about some Monday Night Football as we wrap up Week 5 of the National Football League? Head to Jacksonville and see if Patrick Mahomes can give us another signature performance, this time against the Jags. Did you see the guy last night in Buffalo catch the overthrow from Josh Allen in the stands? I think it was in the first half, and Josh Allen overthrew a receiver in the end zone. Guy catches it in the stands, Buffalo fan. and immediately sticks the football under his shirt and runs out of the stadium before he had to give the football back, because the ushers will immediately say, all right, we need the football. And he was like, nope, I'm taking this to my car, I'm taking it home, and I'm going to be on camera forever, and I'm going to show this video and tell this story for the rest of my life. Free football. If you got one, would you take it or hand it back?
I don't think so, simply because you know the cameras are on you. Like, mm-hmm. Is this worth the risk of possibly getting in trouble and not being allowed back at the stadium? Like, imagine you're a diehard Bills fan, and I don't think that the punishment is going to be this, but like, imagine they say, hey, we can't trust you in the stadium anymore. We have your face on camera doing something that you shouldn't be doing. You can't come to Bills games anymore. What if this is the year that the Bills won the Super Bowl? So it just feels like the risk is not worth the reward for me.
I think they would just make you leave that game. I don't think taking a football is a bannable, like a season-long bannable offense. Like, I think they'd say, I think they say you have to leave, right? But you want to leave now and take your football. You take your football and go home. We won't ban you for the season, but you'll have to leave here. I just feel like if you could have a game-used ball from an NFL game, it'd be so awesome. It's like when a player will throw a ball into a stands. Like, if you have that, you got a story for life.
I guess so. But again, like, you're caught on camera. And, like, what if somebody tackles you on the way out? Like, you have to trust your speed getting out of the stadium as
agility.
Well. Because, like, they do have security guards. So, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of volatility in that play. But listen, this guy was going for it, and I guess he got away with it.
Who's the GOAT? This is God forever ago on Monday Night Football. Wasn't it the guy who jumped out of the stands as a field goal or extra point going through, and he jumps out of the stands and he catches the football as he's falling out of the stands and then lands? Like, oh my God. That's an old school, like, Monday Night Football highlight. Maybe I can find it here. But it's definitely the GOAT of, because, you know, a lot of times guys will kick field goals, and maybe this was at an old stadium, and, you know, there's a tunnel that goes through the stadium. You know, see the tunnel lined up with the uprights, and that's what this stadium configuration was. So the ball goes through, and this guy just, like, jumps, catches it. And I think it was Al Michaels who was like, oh, my God. I had to look that up. But didn't happen last night in Buffalo. Just a guy putting a ball under his shirt and running out with a memory for life. So good for him. Maybe we'll see some memories tonight in Jacksonville. Chiefs and the Jags going at it. By the way, if you want to bet on this, we got your Pro Football No Sweat token. Get into the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token from BetMGM. Eat your stake back in bonus bets, even if you don't win. Chiefs are laying 3.5 tonight against the Jags. The Chiefs are -200. The Jags are +165. Your total is 45 and a hook. That is down from 46 and a hook yesterday. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I think I'm going to be on the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight. I think this is going to be a close game. I think this is going to be a lower scoring game. And I feel like the Chiefs are a touch overvalued from whipping up on the Ravens last week. A Ravens defense that by the end of that game was missing 7 starters. We saw yesterday against the Texans that the Ravens are just a mess right now. And I think Jacksonville can keep it close. I like the hook here.
I feel like I could feel the pain when you said that. Because here's the thing.
It hurts.
Like, the Jags have had some good games this year. But you look at the quarterback roster that they have faced. They faced Bryce Young.
Yeah.
They faced Jake Browning, CJ Stroud, and a patchwork offensive line. And Mac Jones. And maybe we put some respect on Mac Jones' name. But, like, those are not good quarterbacks. And so now you look at a Chiefs team that is starting to get healthy. Xavier Worthy is supposed to be playing in this game, even though he's popped up on the injury report. Because that's my problem with this, is that if the Chiefs are peaking, well, maybe not even peaking, they don't even have to be at, like, 75% to be a great team, because they have Patrick Mahomes, and this is prime time. And it feels like this is a spot in which the Chiefs have done well at. The Chiefs in the Patrick Mahomes era, I believe, are 39-10, straight up as favorites on the road. So, like, the road doesn't bother Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And how much do you trust Trevor Lawrence in this spot against a good team and a good defense? Because I will say this, say what you want about the Chiefs, but their defense has been consistently great. This season, Trevor Lawrence, completion percentage of 58%, 5 touchdowns, 2-4 interceptions. Do you want to put your money on Trevor Lawrence against a good defense.
I'm putting my money on Travis Etienne against this Chiefs defense. I think that's where I'm going here. Like, that's what I think the game script is going to be for Jacksonville. Like, I don't want Trevor Lawrence slinging it around. But also, if you look at the Chiefs defense, while they are a very good defense, they're much better against the pass, right? So they're not nearly as good against the run. They're 22nd in the NFL against the run. So I think if you're Jacksonville, do you really want to have Trevor Lawrence throw it around? Maybe you get a three and out and you get Patrick Mahomes on the field. No, you want to slow down the game. You want to keep Patrick on the sidelines. And I think a way to do that is try to control this game with time of possession and run the ball. And Travis Etienne has been really good this season. Like, he had 124 yards on the ground against the Niners last week, had 143 on the yard, or on the ground, I should say, against the Panthers in week one. So, look, it all depends on whether or not the Jacksonville Jaguars can grind it out against the Chiefs because they are strong up front. But if they can, I think they can keep it close. And I think that's going to be their mindset going in, which is let's do that and then let Trevor pick his spots.
I think you have to be careful when looking at stats from this season because of the opponents that each team has faced. Because it's very easy to look at the Jaguars and say, whoa, this run defense is really good, giving up just 3.9 yards per carry. And then you look at the Chiefs and their numbers are way worse. But I'm not ready to sit here and say that this Jags defense is better than the Chiefs. Because you look at the opponents. Against the Panthers, the Bengals, the Texans, and the Niners. So I think sometimes early in the season, you have to take that with a grain of salt. Meanwhile, the Chiefs have played some really great teams. And even their run defense has been good against some teams that the Chargers, before their offensive line completely blew up. Omarion Hampton was the leading rusher for the Chargers and only had 48 yards in that game. They had to play the Eagles. And Saquon had 88 yards, which feels like a big deal now because he's having a terrible season. But it wasn't a game where the Eagles ran wild and the Chiefs barely lost that game. So I still feel like the Chiefs are the better defense in this game. And I think from a standpoint of betting, I think that is the thing that I want to bet on. So I'm going to go Jags team total under 21.5 for -130 because any way you slice it, I just don't feel like this is going to be a shootout. And I do feel like the Jags may struggle in the red zone here against a good Chiefs defense.
I think they might. I think I'm too affected by what's going on with the Ravens. Like last week, the book on the Chiefs was, all right, the Chiefs are back and they're dominant now and they're back to the old Chiefs team that we've seen before. It was only a matter of time before they break out. And that might be the case. Like that might be the case because Xavier Worthy came back. We know they needed help at receiver. They got it. He led the team in rushing. He led the team in receiving and the Chiefs looked dominant, but also the Ravens stink. So looking back and seeing how banged up this defense is, and again, it's one game, like that, I think in retrospect, while the Chiefs, I think, win that game no matter what, maybe they just beat up on a really bad Baltimore team. And I think because of that, because you can see lines affected week to week based on previous week performances, I feel like the Chiefs are just a touch overvalued here. Like I would have thought that this number would have been maybe Chiefs laying 4, 4.5, something like that. I would not have thought 3.5. It just, when I see this line, it just screams Kansas City to me, and that makes me think, what am I missing here? Because if this is going to be a lower scoring game, and I think the under is the play as well, then I think you go with the team getting the extra half point, and to me, that's Jacksonville.
See, I feel like I am arriving at the same result, but for a different reason. Because okay. I don't think the Chiefs are overvalued here. I think, you know, 3.5 for a team that has the second shortest odds to win the AFC. Like, I don't think people have bought into the Chiefs just yet. Like, I don't think people look at that game last week and are like, oh, the Chiefs are back on the mountaintop. No, everybody still believes in the Bills as the team to beat in the AFC. For me, it's the fact that the Chiefs play these games to simply win the game. They are not trying to keep their foot on the gas pedal. They're going to dink it and dunk it and run up the time of possession. So to me, it's a matter of fact that this is the format that we've seen from the Chiefs in years in which they've won a lot of games, is that they're not going to beat you by more than a touchdown. They're not going to beat you by probably more than 3 points. So for me, it's that I think the Chiefs win, but I think that it's certainly going to be a close game because that's just kind of what we've seen from the Chiefs over the past, what, 3 years?
Yeah, I think it will be. I think it'll be Chiefs by 3. That's kind of what I'm banking on. I think I might put a small sprinkle on Jacksonville. I don't know why I'm big on Jacksonville. I just feel like this is a good spot for them, and I want to see how good Kansas City really is. If they grind this game out, then I think it'll be like a field goal game. Like if this is sitting at 3 or 2.5, I'm probably on Kansas City. If it's sitting at 3.5, then I switch sides and I think, okay, Jacksonville is probably the right side here, especially playing at home in a game where I think will be low scoring. What about props? I like a couple props here. Number one is I like Travis Etienne over 14.5 rushes. So he has hit this mark in every single game this season but one. So 3 out of 4. And the one he didn't was against the Bengals back on September 19th. Carried 14 times against the Bengals. So missed that by one carry in Cincinnati. But if you're Jacksonville, like I keep saying, I feel like the game plan is to feed Etienne as much as you can and try and churn some yardage up on the ground against a Kansas City team that does tend to give up yardage against opposing running backs. So I would lean to the over there. And I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes over 4.5 carries. I know you like that bet as well.
Yeah. Let's talk about the sabotage factor for Travis Etienne, because I think on paper it looks like a good one. But, like, we like to look at both sides of the coins. It's not me picking on you. It's just, I think, you know, you look at the sabotage factor. Is the fact that, like, his carries have hit this number in every game that's had a winning game script. So that is your sabotage factor, is that if the Jags are in a losing game script, you know, this is the one time that he didn't hit it. I will say he had 14 carries in that one game they lost against the Bengals. But just do keep in mind, when it comes to running back, sometimes the game script matters, and the Jags could be playing from behind. As for Patrick Mahomes, I think this is a great spot. I say this all the time. Desperation spots for me spell quarterback rush props. And look at the Chiefs. I don't necessarily think they're in a desperation spot, but still, this is a team that's 2-2. And we have seen this. Game script matters. And I feel like in Patrick Mahomes, in close games, so the sabotage factor in this one is, if you think the Chiefs are going to win big, maybe doesn't get this. Because in the games that have been blowouts, Patrick Mahomes has not needed to rush the football. But in the games that have been close, he has gone over this number of 4.5 carries in both of those. In fact, he's even gone over this in games that have had, you know, the game scripts that lean towards a blowout. In that game against the Giants, he still got this. So against the Chargers and against the Eagles, he had 6 carries for 57 yards and 7 carries for 66 yards. So 4.5 carries, the over is minus 118, especially in a game where we think it's going to be close. It's prime time. You need this win. And Patrick Mahomes, I feel like this year, has leaned heavily on his feet when nothing else works. So I think that is a solid play as well.
Yeah, I like that as well. And I'm curious to watch Trevor Lawrence. Like, is he ever going to take the next step? Is he ever going to become that franchise quarterback that everyone thought he would be, drafted number one overall out of Clemson? And, of course, the Jags bringing Liam Cohen, because he's a guy who did wonderful things with Baker Mayfield in Tampa. And so he comes in, and I know they're still working with Trevor and trying to sort of tailor his game a little bit more so he can become that franchise guy. But I don't, you know, at some point, you know, someone just is who he is. And I wonder where do we get to that point with Trevor Lawrence, or is he still a work in progress? I feel like now he's still a work in progress, but if this melding, if this, you know, combination doesn't work out, he and Liam Cohen, then we're like, okay, he's good, but he's not that level that we thought it was going to be at.
I think this is the toughest part of standing firm on the Jags +3.5.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Haven't we seen this unfold for the Jags before, where they've had games where they have looked really good, but they've also had games in which they have looked very bad? So I think the tough part is looking in the mirror after this game and, like, here I stand with egg on my face because I wanted to trust Trevor Lawrence with my hard-earned money. Maybe it's not going to be the case, but Jenks, are you going to be shocked if Trevor Lawrence completes 55% of his passes and throws 2 big interceptions?
I'm not, but that's why I keep going back to the Etienne factor. Like, if he doesn't perform well on the ground, then I think the Jags are in trouble. Like, I'm betting on Etienne having a good enough game to keep Trevor Lawrence from having to go tit for tat with Patrick Mahomes. Like, if that happens, advantage Patrick Mahomes in a big way. There's no question about that. But, again, I think it's going to be low scoring. The Jags are at home. I think we're giving the Chiefs a little too much credit based on a win against a Ravens team that doesn't look very good, but, you know, also, you're betting against Patrick Mahomes, so I get that. Coming up next here on the show, time to put our minds together and come up with our favorite plays of the day. That is next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good to have you with us on a Monday. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Got the whole crew here, ready for another week. Coming up on the show, we'll tell you what is ahead on Bet Sweats. We've also got our best bets and the doctor as well. Did you see the video yesterday of Howie Roseman, the GM for the Eagles, texting in the press box? Texting with his index fingers? Like, have you ever seen anyone text like that? Like literally just index fingers down, like a child. I've never seen that in my life. Don't we all text with our thumbs, right? You hold your phone like a normal person, like a human, and text like this? Like texting with index fingers, is that a thing? Should I be doing this? Is this something I need to know about?
No, I don't think Howie Roseman is like setting the precedent for like tech savviness. Yeah, I don't know. Like I had to do it myself. I'm like, do I type with my thumb? But you're right. The only equivalent I've seen to this is watching my husband type on a computer.
Oh.
And he does the same thing.
Tick, tick,
and you're like,
tick,
sweetie,
tick.
You have to learn to type with all of your fingers. Even if it's not fast, like this is something you gotta learn. Like I understand that like you know, words per minute is not maybe a useful skill in the year 2025, but like when you're typing with one finger on each hand and you're trying to do a whole term paper, that gonna take forever.
Oh, I think it is useful in a big way, particularly if you're in the business world. Like if you're constantly typing out documents or emails, like you've got to be able to have some sort of typing skill set if you want to be efficient. Otherwise, it'll take forever. Like I look at Catherine's email inbox and it's the most stressful thing I've ever seen. Like I'm the most organized person I know to a fault. Like I'm a total nerd in that aspect, and she's super organized and I can't keep up with the number of folders, subfolders, drafts, things to be sent. Like it's wild, and she can type really fast and so can I, but I can't even imagine trying to keep up at that pace, because once you send, for every email you send, it's another like four or five back. It's wild.
I do think now with technology, though, there are ways around being a bad typer or typist. Mm. Because people have voice to text, right? Like, I have a friend that does this for texts, So her texts are like three pages long. And you're like, listen, I ain't reading all that, especially when I'm busy during the day. But I do think there's ways around it. Like, you don't necessarily have to be a good typist.
I mean, if you're just responding to texts, sure. But if you're typing emails constantly, you probably got to have a little more skills than just, like, ticky-tacking at a keyboard. I don't know. Maybe it's just I've watched Catherine too much. But as many things as she has to type and as quickly as she has to type to get things out, like, if you're able to do that without being a good typist, like, good on you. I couldn't do it. I get totally stressed out and overwhelmed. But you know what? To each his own. Also, it's not really my world, so what do I know? There's probably ways to do it that I don't even know of. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm at the point where there's some sort of program, I mean, Copilot or ChatGPT or something, where maybe you put information in and boom, it spits it back and you don't have to worry about it.
Well, yeah, you can just do type to text and then correct your errors. You know, and here's the thing. It just feels like certain skills are being phased out because, like, how many people have corporate jobs where you need to know, like, Microsoft Office? Like, I understand Catherine does, but, like, there are so many other careers in life where it's just not super necessary.
Yeah, if you're in the corporate world, you've got to know that stuff. Like, it's wild. But if you're outside of that, then you're good. But, man, right. In the corporate world, they go into, you know, it's a lot. It's PowerPoint, it's Word, it's Teams, it's Excel. Like, my head spins. If I add two numbers into Excel boxes, I'm like, yeah, look at that. Nailed it. You know, I don't know how people do it, but good on them. Just not my speed. Thankfully, our numbers are all about sports wagering at BetMGM. All right, coming up next on Bet Sweats, Sammy P and Joe O recap the weekend's football results and give their favorite Major League Baseball plays and Monday Night Football plays as well. And then Mia O'Brien will join the show at 11 o'clock. The slate is clean, so let's pick some winners.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea, start us off 1-0.
Yeah, best bet of the night is going to be Patrick Mahomes over his rushing attempt prop of 4.5 for -118. It feels to me like I like betting on things that have a high floor. And we have seen Patrick Mahomes, no matter what the game script is, he has rushed at least 4 times in every single game this year. And that's a theme that we've seen, is that Patrick Mahomes has taken over the offense when it needs to have a little spark to it. And here's the thing. Desperation goes into quarterback rush attempts as well, and maybe the Chiefs aren't quote-unquote desperate, but they are 2-2. They need wins on the season, and we've seen this from Patrick Mahomes, where he's hit this in 3 of 4 games. In the games that have been close, and if oddsmakers are correct, and the line is 3.5 in this one, if we get a game that's not a blowout, in those type of games, Patrick Mahomes has well exceeded this number. Had 6 carries for 57 yards in a loss to the Chargers, had 7 carries for 66 yards against the Eagles, and even in that 22-9 win over the Giants where that game wasn't really close, he rushed it 5 times. So I think this has a high floor, and I think Patrick Mahomes is going to feast with his legs against a good defense in the Jags in a game that they absolutely have to win. So let's go Patrick Mahomes over his rushing attempts prop of 4.5 for -118.
All right. I'm going to start with baseball, and then I will go to Monday Night Football. Brewers on the money line taking on the Cubs. We got Shota going for the Cubbies. Aaron Ashby going for the Brewers. On its surface, you think, okay, this seems like an advantage for Chicago and Shota Imanaga, but Shota has not been great late in the season. If you look at his last 7 outings, he's given up at least 2 runs in all 7. During that time, his ERA has jumped from 3.15 to 4.50. I think the advantage goes to the Brewers. Aaron Ashby is the opener for the Brew Crew. He's not going to go long in this game. I believe his outs prop is set at 5, and I believe he's going to hand the ball off to Quinn Priester, one of the better starters in Major League Baseball, certainly a linchpin of that rotation for Milwaukee. And even if Priester doesn't go, the Brewers' bullpen, going back to the regular season, third-best bullpen in the National League. Now, I will say this is your sabotage factor. Imanaga has faced Milwaukee 3 times this season, allowed 8 runs over 7 2/3, or 17 2/3. So he's been very solid against them, but I don't trust his current form. And as we know, the Brewers have been exceptional in Milwaukee this season, 52-29 at home during the regular season, third best record in the majors. So let's go Brewers on the money line at -125 today against the Cubbies.
Yeah, it's going to be a squad play because for me, it's the Cubs and the fact that their depth has already been tested. Like, even in the wild card round, they had a bullpen game, the second game of the wild card round. So they've had more wear and tear on their bullpen than the Brew Crew, who was sitting around and resting up. And here's the other thing about Milwaukee. This is not a team that's overvalued. In fact, you know, they have a winning record this year as underdogs. This is not a team that people want to bet on, but when they do, you know, the Brewers reward you nicely. When they are favored, 60-35 this year. When they're at home, like you mentioned, 53-29. And here's the thing about the Cubs. Their home field advantage is real, at least when it comes to their record. They are 52-32 this year at home, but when they're on the road, like they'll be tonight, just 42-40. And as underdogs this year, 18-26. So situationally speaking, this feels like a bad spot for the Cubs. Great price on the Brew Crew today, the team with the best run differential in all of baseball. So Brew Crew at -125, adding that to the card as well.
All right. Okay, I've talked enough about it, so it's time for me to put my money where my mouth is. Jags, +3.5, hosting the Chiefs. Oh, I know. This is going to be a Kansas City blowout, isn't it? I just don't think so. I think the Chiefs are overvalued right now. And yes, that was an impressive win against the Ravens last week. But in retrospect, is it as good as we thought? Because the Ravens were missing 7 starters on defense by the end of that game. They also had Lamar Jackson. They got blown out. And now, based on what we saw yesterday against the Texans, maybe Baltimore just sucks this year. So I think the market is overvaluing the Chiefs in this spot. Look, they're still the second favorite to win the AFC, so it's not like people aren't putting money on Kansas City. They are. The game script here, if you're the Jags, is to feed Travis Etienne and to keep this game close. Make sure you don't have a shootout between Trevor Lawrence and Patrick Mahomes. And when you look at both of these defenses at the total defense rankings, Jacksonville and Chiefs, pretty much both middle of the road. Very similar. I like the home team here. I think Jacksonville makes sure Etienne gets his carries on the ground. They keep it close late. And this is a field goal game. So at 2.5, I like the Chiefs. But at 3.5 at home, I will go against the Jags and believe in Liam Cohen, who says, keep my name out of your mouth. Jacksonville tonight at home.
I wonder if this line moves at all. Or do you think it stands pat at 3.5? Because I would imagine the casual bettors are probably going to be on the Chiefs, but I don't know if it'll move the line.
Yeah, I don't know either. We got to ask Joe. Oh, he's coming up here shortly. We'll get his take on, quick take, before we bring in the crew from Bet Sweats, find out what he thinks about tonight. Before that, we got to bring in the Donkster. Donkster, good morning. My Monday MVP comes from the NFL. Okay, well, who is it? Travis Kelce from the Chiefs. Yeah, but he didn't even play. Well, according to Taylor Swift, he's a cut above. Well, we're going to have to stop you right there. What a unit! He's your Monday MVP. Okay. Do you have a play for us? I do! Phillies, Moneyline, hosting the Dodgers. Okay, good job. What's coming up next on Bet Sweats? For that, we bring in our good friend Joe O. Joe O, how are you feeling about tonight's game?
I thought the Donkster's MVP was going to be his guy, Mark Sanchez, but that's a whole other story. Everything going on there. I would say this, that the narrative has been Chiefs offense is back after Worthy came back. How about we remember that they played the Baltimore Ravens? How do they look right now on the defensive side? So maybe that was just as much about the Ravens. I think a lower scoring game. That's where I'm at. This Jaguars defense looks real. They create turnovers at a high rate, something they didn't do last year. So I'm thinking we'll have a lower scoring game than many people expect.
All right. I'm with you.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same page, because I will say one thing I do believe in is the Chiefs defense. And I think this is going to be a tall task for the Jags. And here's the other thing. Like, the Jags, the quarterbacks they have faced, nothing like Patrick Mahomes. Like, Jake Browning, Bryce Young. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Joe O, great to see you. I'm sure you're talking about Mark Sanchez. We tried to avoid that. That's a hell of a story. Oh, my God. Good to see you, man. Have a great show. That's it for us on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. Hope you have a great Monday. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.